There are many reasons. For example, grievances, you know, the marginalization, you know, joblessness. It may be religion, it may be immigration issues, it may be psychological issues. But one thing which is very certain is that those who travel to become foreign terrorist fighters, they are radicalized by the terrorist organizations and terrorists. This is something that is very worrying. Violent extremism and radicalization are the issues that we should focus on at this time, in addition to other factors that will contribute to the foreign terrorist fighter phenomenon. Now, the foreign terrorist fighters, they are not males, they are not adults, they are children, young people, and women. It's very astonishing.
And we also know that at times these foreign terrorist fighters, they return home, and then there are questions about what happens to them next, the rehabilitation and reintegration of those folks into societies. Why is that issue in particular of such importance?
The issue of the rehabilitation and reintegration of foreign terrorist fighters definitely is a part of the remedies. Some of those young kids, they were forced to travel. They were lured into travel to the conflict zones. And some of them, in fact, did not commit atrocities. They were forced to be there. They were minors. So I think once they're back to their country of origin, so we have an issue. First, we need to collect evidence whether they have committed atrocities. In such case, they have to go through the judicial proceedings. But most often, I think it's very, very difficult at this time to have sufficient evidence to prove that these young boys and girls have done something terribly wrong in the conflict zones. This is one part of the story. The second thing is that what if they are now later be back into the society? So what are you going to do with them? So you have to perhaps reintroduce them into the society. Our ultimate objective is to help these people, these young kids, to be back into society, perhaps back to school, back to training, and back to their own family. I think that this is the ultimate aim of it.